Charlottesville, and welcome to Real Estate Matters. I'm Michael Guthrie. I hope you're off to a great start on this beautiful, beautiful fall weekend. Always fun to be driving into the studio and come down the 250 bypass and see the first tee program on the right over there at McIntyre Park, and then exit on to Rugby Road as I head into the studio and see women's fast pitch softball going on in McIntyre Park. Lots of things going on. It's game day, folks, and obviously a big, big day for UVA. Much-needed win is in their future. I really believe that's going to happen. And it's great to be here live this morning. These last few weeks, I have not been in the studio because of the guests that I've had. We've pre-recorded, and for whatever reason, I just like being in here live. And especially if you were listening to Snow Nose Garden Show, we had some fun this morning helping Corbin raise money for the Critter Ball. Bid on his auction. People tried to outbid us, and we joined forces out in the hallway and just upped it so that everybody had to just quit. We crushed them and raised $150 for the Critter Ball and Corbin Snow, and we were happy to do that. Hey, we're talking about the Parade of Homes this morning. Hopefully you know what that is. It's been going on for quite some time, and it is a great event where builders from all over the area scramble around and get houses ready so that you can just walk through as many houses as you want over these next couple weekends. It starts today, I think starting about 9. And we've got two wonderful guests in the studio with me this morning. I'm happy to have Doug Kingma. Doug is president of Kingman Developers, but he's also the chairman of the Blue Ridge Home Builder Association Board of Directors. And Sarah Hyde, yep, with Beck Cohen. And she is actually the chair of this year's Parade of Homes. And I'm telling you, folks, they have done an outstanding job. We had the Parade of Homes gala on Thursday night at the King Family Vineyards. They ordered up a perfect night. Beautiful, beautiful weather. That view out there is extraordinary. And it was just really fun to see all the different people that are involved in the parade, all the different builders, realtors, folks who supply appliances, landscaping, out there enjoying each other, just networking and being a part of what's what I think is a great industry, both on their side of the ledger and on the real estate side. And so we're talking Parade of Homes today. We're glad you're with us. Doug, why don't you just kind of get started real quick and just kind of let us know how long the parade's been going on, why do we do a Parade of Homes, and what you all are expecting to get out of these next couple weekends.
Great. Thanks, Michael. The Blue Ridge Home Builders has been producing the Parade of Homes for 48 years now. We have 27 houses scattered throughout our region from east to west and north and south. We also have one neighborhood, the Preserves at Glenmore, that's going to be open, showing new lots that are available to folks out there. We are open today and tomorrow from 12 to 5, and next weekend the same. So we've got four chances, although I can't imagine any of them are going to be prettier than today. So what a great day to open up the sunroof and turn the air conditioning off and go out and drive around Albemarle County and the surrounding regions, take a look at some beautiful new homes. We've got a bunch of neighborhoods. If you've got limited time, there's a couple houses in Belvedere. There's a couple houses in Old Trail. There are some of them that are geographically contiguous, so you can see more than one in one stop. I would suggest people find yesterday's progress. There is a full magazine insert with all of the information in the world in it, and this week's Real Estate Weekly has got a package in there as well. If you don't have access to either of those, brhba.org/parade will take you to information on everything.
Yeah, and I think really important, folks. That let's just say that again, because we oftentimes forget to give you this information. BRHBA, Blue Ridge Home Builders Association .org/parade. You can get there, or if you are a fan on Facebook, you can go to facebook.com /Blue Ridge, capital H, capital B, capital A. And Sarah, you're chairing this thing. We were talking about it before we came on the show. You've been with Beck Cohen just almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we actually met for the first time at this event a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And found that you were friends with a realtor in my organization, Sarah Wilkinson. And tell us, you know, why you're doing this, and from your standpoint and your committee standpoint, what people can look forward to over these next couple weekends.
I guess Parade of Homes has always gone way back with me because my mother and I used to always go back when I lived in Norfolk, Virginia, and we've always done it when we moved up here to Charlottesville, Virginia. It's a really great opportunity for the community to see some of their local builders, you know, taking everything back and bringing it local and see what they're up to. And not just with the builders, but also some of the newer technologies that are going on with home building that you may have read about in a magazine somewhere, but to see it actually put into practice is a really nice feature of the parade and one of the reasons why I like to be involved with it.
The thing that I, and for those of you that may already be aware of this through the wonderful advertising and marketing effort that's gone into the Parade of Homes, Roy Wheeler, the company that I'm the CEO of and principal broker, we made the decision to be the presenting sponsor this year, along with the sponsor of this show, New American Mortgage. And when Jim Kuznar, who you know, sort of runs the association for y'all, came to me and said, would you be willing to do this? From my standpoint, it was a no-brainer. You know, it's a great opportunity to support what's going on in the community. But I got to tell you, I had no idea from my standpoint what a wonderful, if you will, bang for your buck this sponsorship was, because you guys have gone out of your way to thank not only us and New American Mortgage, but name some of the other folks that are sponsors, because I certainly want to give them a mention here.
Absolutely. I'll quickly read through all of them. They've all been very generous. We've actually had a tremendous increase in sponsorship support this year. So definitely a huge thank you to everybody. Builders First Source, Craig Builders, Dominion Virginia Power, UVA Community Credit Union, Ferguson, ProBuild, Tiger Fuel, United First Market Bank, Union First Market Bank, Bankers Insurance, and Wood & Son. So thank you all very, very much. We certainly could not do the parade without you.
Yeah, and I think not only to do a little shout out to the folks that have sponsored this, but also I think it brings to the point that this isn't just about homes. This isn't about going out and seeing new homes, but the vendors, the folks who are supplying the appliances, the HVAC, the building materials, they're as much involved in this, because as houses sell, they're able to sell their supplies, people are able to work, and it's a significant sort of trickle down, and I think you see that support in this effort.
We participating in this parade is absolutely wonderful for any number of reasons, but I always get the biggest kick out of being in these houses, because everybody who comes through the door has a different idea in their mind. They're there for so many different reasons, and we assume everybody's there looking at new houses. In most cases, that's not the case. People are looking for good ideas to incorporate into their existing home, or they're looking for nice ideas for new appliances. You mentioned that. Landscaping, the snow nose guys that just walked out of here in the last hour have been deeply involved in this parade for years and years. So it's an opportunity not just for the 27 builders involved, but for all of their allied trades. excuse me. Sarah has been with Beck Cohen for only a year, but she's been with the Parade of Homes for a large number of years prior to that, and has represented firms and folks that have been involved with this parade from all kinds of different angles.
Now, from a consumer standpoint, obviously we're going for the next couple weekends, both Saturday and Sunday. What Doug kind of started out, Sarah, talking about the geographic aspects and the price range, but you know what can people expect to find when they go into these properties to visit? I mean, there'll be somebody there representing the builder.
Absolutely. There's always going to be someone in to host the house, either the realtor or the builder involved. But what they're going to find, most people, I think, tend to go to the houses that are in the price range that they're interested in. They use that as a way to decide which of the houses to go, because there's generally too many to see for anybody to see them all. They're either looking at price range or geographic area, And then I think a lot of folks kind of gravitate to the upper end, assuming that there's going to be new ideas in bathrooms and kitchens and things that anybody can incorporate into their own life and home. It makes it a great event, and we see the same people year in and year out, people who come back and visit us. Just, okay, what do you got to show us this year?
You know, and I think that's an important thing, folks. I mean, a lot of folks, you know, worry about going into these homes, and I kid with my realtors all the time that we have some people that come into our open houses that literally, I think we're going to lock the door behind them and not let them leave until they buy the house. Mm-hmm. And that might not be a bad strategy, but no, just joking. But in this situation, folks, you need to understand that you're going to have the freedom to just go in, walk through. In many situations, the builder or the folks who actually are the owners of the companies, you will see them out on these sites, and it gives you a chance to talk to them individually, get an idea of the kind of people they are and what they're doing. And so from that standpoint, a wonderful way to just in a very stress-free, very open way, be able to come in and look at some houses. Well, we're going to take a break. And as we've already talked about, New American Mortgage is kind enough to be one of the sponsors of our show, and we're going to listen to them. Thanks to New American Mortgage for being a presenting sponsor for the Parade of Homes. And after the break, we'll talk more logistics in regards to where these houses are and price ranges and the kind of architecture that you might be able to see as you head out on the parade. And you're listening to News Radio 1070 here in Charlottesville, Virginia. Or hopefully some of you are listening live by being on www.wina.com and clicking on Listen Live. And I'm sure there are people listening all over the world just wanting to know what's happening in Charlottesville. And those folks in Japan and Germany and Sweden, they're just so disappointed that they can't be here over these next couple weekends to enjoy the Blue Ridge Home Builders Association Parade of Homes. We're glad you're here. Hopefully you're following me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/realestatematters. You can also follow me on Twitter, MRG7175, and also our company, Roy Wheeler, capital R, capital E, and we try to post a bunch of things in regards to this show in both of those places. We're talking with Doug and Sarah in regards to the Parade of Homes. We've talked to you about the fact that you can find information going to brhba.org/parade. As Doug said, the Real Estate Weekly, find that anywhere around Charlottesville, and it's giving you all the information you need, or the insert in the Daily Progress. We're grateful for both of those publications really stepping up and helping market this and do it at a rate that we can really get the word out. And that's what I want to talk about now, is just the whole aspect of getting that word out, because I think what's really important for people to understand is no matter what price range you think you might be interested in buying, or you have a house in a certain price range and you want to get some ideas as to how to upgrade your house or do something different that keeps you in that house, the Parade of Homes is for you. And Sarah, why don't you talk a little bit about the price range and how that's working?
Absolutely. Something that we've always been really proud of with the parade is that it doesn't just, you know, it's not stuck in a rut with just one price range. This year we have prices, homes that are priced in the low 200,000 all the way up to over 1 million. So anybody, whether you think that you can afford new construction or whether you're looking to remodel what you currently have, any of these great new technologies and new building products that you'll see in the homes are definitely going to be within your reach and something that you can go and research and get your hands on and have that opportunity to ask the builder about it. You know, what worked, what didn't work, why did they like it, why did they go in that direction as opposed to another direction? It'll really be able to help both people who are looking to do new construction themselves and get a builder, or those who are trying to do DIY projects and really try to increase the value of their existing home.
And Doug, you talked about, you know, Charlottesville, Belvedere, and some of the surrounding areas that have houses. I know there's one even, you know, a few in Pantos Mountain. There are several out in the Old Trail area. But I think important for people to know that you've got Flavanna. Mm-hmm. We've got Greene County. Mm-hmm. I think we've even got something out in Orange, if I'm not mistaken. And no, not in Orange. And a couple in Louisa as well. So for the outlying areas, if you're interested in those areas, this Parade of Homes is for you as well. And you can, again, you know, find the map, and you can, you know, pretty much if you're serious about this and you want to spend 2 or 3 days at this thing, you could pretty much have an opportunity to see whatever you want to see, and you could even see the ones that you would like to dream about being in at some point. But, Doug, you made an interesting point. Another thing that's really important is we're seeing much, much more energy-efficient green leap, you know, earthcraft type of building going on. And here's another great example for people to see how builders are really stepping up and taking part in that.
Well, it's the one thing that new construction can do that the existing resale market can't, and that is bring in the current technology, and the building science has transformed itself over the last 10 years. We've been building the way we were taught to build up until a few years back, when some of the scientists began to actually investigate how we put things together and what the smartest ways to go were. I mean, I recall a seminar that Dominion Virginia Power put on probably 12 or 15 years ago that absolutely opened a lot of eyes as to how we were doing things. And that has kind of evolved into, there is now a statewide program called EarthCraft that is a points-based program that rates these homes for their environmental impact. About half of the program has to do with sustainability issues. The other half has to do with your energy conservation. The net result of the program is that a new home built under this program is going to use a great deal less power, be it gas or electric, over the life of that building. And it isn't just a builder like myself making claims about green construction. It is a program that's administered by a third party who actually inspects and tests these houses so that you know that it truly has been built to a higher standard. And that's something that's absolutely wonderful that we can do for you on the new home construction industry that's not easy to duplicate in the resale world. So we've got a number of houses that were built under that standard within this year's parade. I'm reluctant to talk about one specific place over others, but I do know that Belvedere has made a commitment as a community to that EarthCraft program, and they've got a couple houses. So if you're interested in that program, I know that you can go there and learn about it, and they'd be delighted to tell you everything that you'd like to hear about that one.
Well, and I can tell you, I actually had the folks from LEAP on the show a few months ago, and right after I wanted to have the show, I had them come before and do an evaluation of my home. Mm-hmm. So that we could talk about it on air. And folks, if you don't think that what Doug's saying is true, I can tell you it is, because they put this thing on my front door and started blowing air out of the house. And it was amazing. I mean, thankfully, my house graded out pretty well in regards to the test, but there were places that I had no idea that I had drafts and that money was just literally, you know, sucking out or sucking in, you know, costs. And so this type of building really is indeed making a difference. And Doug, just a side note question for you. I know that you've had homes entered in the parade before. Your homes have been award-winning homes in the past. This year you don't have one. Are you feeling like a coach who's retired and feeling a little nudgy over the fact that, golly day, I haven't had to scramble around and get a home ready for these couple weekends?
No, I'm terribly disappointed. Actually, we had a house that was real close, but At the last minute, we simply decided that we couldn't finish it and do it correctly. And so, though I'm terribly disappointed not to be participating in this year's parade, we owe a higher allegiance to the customer than that. So we did the right thing.
I'm
a sideline.
And from my standpoint, I thought maybe you did it just to give somebody else a chance to win. No, in all seriousness, I've watched and appreciate the quality of work that you do and the reputation that you have, and that for you to be leading the Blue Ridge Home Builders Association is a testimony to that as well.
You know, it's interesting. You referenced the awards, and we opted this year to do away with them, at least for this year, because of the economic conditions over the last few years. We've always seen this parade in-house as the builders. We've seen this parade as a collegial effort to promote our industry. And it was decided that this year, rather than to then turn this cooperative effort into a competition amongst ourselves, that we would simply eliminate that competition and have everybody pointing to, here's what we can do for you as a new home building industry. And so I didn't miss out on any awards this year because we didn't do any.
So. Yeah. Well, and the good news is we talked about this off the air, you know, at the gala the other Thursday. It was such a fun time, and everybody just enjoyed being with each other, and there was none of that waiting for the awards and people feeling disappointed that they didn't win, or, you know, people obviously excited if they had one. And I really feel like it created the as an outsider looking in, I think what you tried to create worked, and I think you guys are to be commended for that.
We are all competitors, but by and large, we're very friendly competitors because we're struggling for our industry at this point, and we're struggling together.
Right. Well, folks, if you want to chat more with Doug, you can reach him at Doug@KingmaDevelopers.com. Doug, we really appreciate you being on the show. Sarah, how's the best way to reach you if people have questions about the parade and any sort of logistical type of information?
I think for logistical pieces, if you want to, I think email is probably going to be the best bet. And anyone can send me an email. It's going to be Sarah, that's S-A-R-A-H, @BeckCohen.com, BeckCohen.com. Be more than happy to point you in the right direction, even if you're lost on a Saturday. So.
And congratulations to Beck Cohen for giving you the opportunity to do this for them. I mean, that's what's really cool about the community is everybody wanting to give back and be a part of things. And I really appreciate you guys coming on the show. I'm excited. I hope these next couple weekends, the weather treats us well, that we get the kind of turnout that we want in these homes, that it gives us a way of initiating some excitement into the marketplace. And wish you guys a great weekend. Folks, our time is up. We thank you for yours. Go Hoos. Have a great day.